This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Got the tachometer in one hand, pegged at 11,900 revolutions per minute, RPM, right on the side of that tachometer. Oh, yes, the qualifying for the Indianapolis 500 is happening this weekend. And, oh, you know, you have to go and practice. So we're so lucky we had Stingray Rob on the show here on Auto World here, a year ago or so. I'll get him back on again and see how he did on the Indianapolis 500 for next weekend. Well, he's busy racing, getting warmed up to go on the Indianapolis 500, so we'll have to get his interview there and get him on the live air. He's from Boise, Idaho, just like yours truly, and good to have you along with me here in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Today here on Auto World, we're going to not only go into the email bag, we're going to take your emails live, your phone calls, of course. The email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your, you can follow me on Facebook, and you can message me on Facebook, too. And that address is my name, Mark Evans. Instagram is Auto World Media. And today here, we're going to be talking about, well, one press of the ECO button, and kaboom, you're going to save, well, we'll get to that later, some like 5,000 gallons of fuel. What? And then we also have for you, winner, EPA range winner. Yeah, somebody beat somebody with the range. Yeah, it was an EV. Who was it? We'll find out. And again, I have for you, what happened in this month in automotive history this hour? That's just a little bit what's happening this hour. But most of all, everyone, you are the star of the show. I want to hear from you. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go. Talking about phone numbers, let's go to San Francisco and talk to David. Hi, David. Welcome to Auto World.
Yeah, how are you, Mark? I heard you kind of, you know, claiming that electric is too new and we really shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket. Well, that's actually asked backwards for the automobile. If you go back into the 1800s, I think there's an old photograph of it's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and they're driving around in an electric car. And there's a electric vehicles were actually older than even motor oil or you know the use of gasoline. They came even before diesel. First combustion engine, if I remember right, diesel. The first diesel fuel was like garbage water. It didn't have. Didn't have petroleum in it. It had, garbage water. It was a way of using old grease and garbage to create a vehicle. And the idea that electric vehicles are outmoded or anything like that, when you come out here to San Francisco, if you ride on one of our buses up one of these steep hills, the right. ones that have electric transmissions or electric vehicles with their transmissions are much stronger and dependable and reliable than the transmissions on petroleum or the diesel for that matter because there's I'm not sure the technology of it but as I understand it the electric it's sort of like a simpatico sort of arrangement with the electric transmission, with the transmission in an electric vehicle. So they're much more reliable. And the idea that if you're keeping up with the electric industry, there's what's called line resistance. And if you have a power plant out of town, 50 miles out of town, and they you know, for years they've been putting this stinky old coal-fired plants 50 miles out of town so they wouldn't pollute the city. And trying to push electricity 50 miles creates what's called line resistance, and you waste 50% of the electricity just getting it that 50 miles. And so we're basically having to mine twice as much coal as is needed because we have to push that electricity the 50 miles and up. And so if there were solar panels on the buses, if there were solar panels at the garage, if there were solar panels, out here in San Francisco, we've got a BART train that runs all around the region. If there were solar panels on the right-of-way, then that electricity would only have to go 50 feet in order to power a substation or to power the train. And so the idea that we're wasting vast amounts of energy just to push it down the wire in order to get it to a centralized hub where it can be distributed, the scam with that whole thing has always been, if you can control the spigot, you can then put a meter on it and you can charge everybody exorbitant prices for it. And as you're probably aware, just in the last couple of weeks, the Saudi Arabians have decided to cut off the spigot to America. They want to sell oil not in American dollars. They want to sell it in other currencies. And they're going to basically force America to bow down to the Saudis. We then wouldn't be able to have a strong American dollar that we would be able to buy it at. We would have to go through a third party, which is another scam in the whole thing. And this, if you keep it up with the Republicans refusing to come up with a budget and the so-called debt ceiling, they're basically ruining America's credit rating so that something like that spigot with the Saudis can happen. So there's an enormous corruption with the debt ceiling argument because they're trying to trap America into obeying whatever the Saudi Arabian oil princes have in mind, rather than we, the people, being able to kick out evil kings.
Right. Yep. Now, David, you're in San Francisco there, and I never did ask you if you had an electric car yet. Did you purchase one yet?
No, I haven't. No. I've driven them. I've driven Priuses. I've driven some of those, the combinations, where they use like a sewing machine gas engine and the
hybrid? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they work great. They get 60, 80 miles. Well, not 80 miles to the gallon, but they get plenty. But it's... it's not the measly 30 miles to the gallon that a lot of American cars are getting. We've been trapped by those oil and gas boys for, almost a full century. And they refuse to put in better bearings. They refuse to put in... When you look at a 1958 Olds and how much dead weight it had in it, and the mileage that it got, and then you look at one of these light cars that we've got, and that they're basically getting slightly better mileage than one of those ancient cars, it shows the insult to technology, that if they had better bearings, if they had more efficiency built into it, we'd be getting 60, 80 miles to the gallon with gasoline. But they refuse to do it. They want us to be addicted to oil, and that's causing a lot of problems in the world.
Yep. And like you say, those big, heavy cars, that's a lot of weight to move around. And how many, I hear it and live it all day long where, in fact, this week coming up, I've got quite a few tune-ups coming in where, we're only getting 9 to 10 miles a gallon. What can we do, Mark? 9 to 10 miles a gallon.
And, holy cow.
With one of them is a Chevrolet 6 cylinder, and it's
a
2006.
Insane.
Dave, can you hang on for a minute? We're going to take a little short break.
I'd like
to talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Yep. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. From San Francisco, live talking electric cars. Just the word electric. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, welcome back, folks, to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. I am. Yeah, grease. Where's the grease zerks on those new cars? They're gone. No more greasing them. That was one job we used to have. I have antique grease guns now. We have David with us. Thank you, David, from San Francisco, holding through the break. Thanks, David. I appreciate you holding. And I know that you were talking about the we were talking about electric cars. And back, I understand, in 1932, Robert Anderson develops the first crude electric vehicle. Way back when?
Oh, they were much before that. They were in the 1800s.
Was it Baker, David, do you think? I believe Jay Leno's got a Baker, I think, is an electric car.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I saw one of those episodes of his where the thing was like a telephone booth. It was just a totally square, very short car that it was not even sure if the nose wasn't straight above the wheels. And, that was a nice old one, but, electric vehicles have been around for much longer. By the way, you asked before the break about whether or not I owned any electric cars. San Francisco has, I think we have 800,000 people, and we have 2.5 cars to every person. And since we're a peninsula, we don't have room for cars. And when I moved here, I was buying up diesels as quick as I could. They were cheap as could be. I got, I think I had 3 Rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a Chevy as well, diesel. I got the most expensive one I had was the Chevy, and that was $200. I got one of them for $25, one for $40. And but they all got towed away. It's just, you know, I had to spend 4 hours a day protecting my cars, shifting them around so they wouldn't get towed away.
And they're in San Francisco?
Yeah. So if I was going to have a real job, I couldn't be spending all my time watching parking meters. And
right.
So right now I ride a bicycle and I love it. I'm not fat anymore. I just...
Right. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I understand my grandma was living in San Francisco there. Van Nuys Street, I believe, is where she was at, one of the places that she was living at. And I do remember the trolley cars, love them, getting on them and riding them. And like I say, mass transportation, like your electric buses, like you're talking about, getting to and from. And of course, the crookedest street there in the United States, right? And
yeah, Lombard.
That's fun.
Yeah,
Lombard. You have a bicycle now. Is that electric, or do you pedal?
No, although I see people, you know, buzzing past me every once in a while. They're very popular out here, electric scooters, all sorts of different things. I think I've got a photograph somewhere with 3 or 4 different vehicles, one of these kids on one of these single wheels, seeing a skateboard.
Oh, yeah, huh? Yep.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I've got a photograph of a kid with on a skateboard carrying a surfboard. Under one hand, and in his other hand, he's texting. So,
wow,
we've got every kind of vehicle in the world out here, and since we've got so many hills, we take use of this ancient technology called gravity, and we roll downhill once we get to the top. So it, there's a lot of advantage to that. Yeah, San Francisco is almost like a survivalist's heaven, because we don't put all our eggs in one basket. You know, we don't bow down to the oil and gas boys. We have so much grease out here. We've got 20,000 restaurants at least, and
sure,
they have so much grease that the city has made an arrangement with not a distillery. What do you call it? Manufacturer to make the biodiesel.
And, sure, right.
Yeah, and so we save a vast amount of money on trash by having the trash converted to biodiesel, and that arrangement then goes into our buses, and so we have no more diesel, old petroleum diesel buses anymore. It's all biodiesel, and then we have electric buses, we have electric streetcars, we have the old cable car like you were describing, we've got BART subway, we've got regular streetcar subway as well, and then of course we've gone out of our way to develop the bicycle trails that run all through the city, And so, you know, people can get any number of different types of vehicles in operation. And it's, like I say, we don't have to bow down to the oil and gas boys. And so that helps put San Francisco, you know, California, as you may be aware, is the fifth largest economy in the world. And that's mm-hmm. up from the eighth. We're vastly improving. The more we refuse to bow down to corrupt dictators and, you know, corrupt corporations, the more freedom we've got, and that freedom comes into, you know, spending on new projects. So it's, you know, we can fix our back porches or we can create new inventions. And,
sure.
That the idea that America is about to be sapped. The Saudi Arabians are not playing around, and they want to switch from the American dollar as their purchasing medium. They want to go to an alternate currency, and what that currency is, Putin would love to do it in rubles. The Chinese would love to have control of it. The euro
right,
is not
right.
what they're expecting it to be. And, you know, a corrupt, evil prince like Mr. Bonesaw of Saudi Arabia, we do not want to have the world's currencies transferred into what he wants. And so that's why, part of the impetus of my call is to, you know, to urge America, if this happens, you know, money is going to flow out of America and never come back. And so probably the smartest thing that people could do as soon as Monday morning happens is call up your local town council, city councilman, whatever agency it is, and make sure that you have a mass transit system, and especially a mass transit system that's not buying fuel from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
You know, so that America's finances can be protected, because we would flat become a colony to Saudi Arabia as soon as the currency shifts.
Yeah, I think mass transit, I think San Francisco is one of the oldest, or is the oldest town, city there with that. David, I appreciate your calling in. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure.
Appreciate it. Great information. Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us, David, from San Francisco. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tomorrow for talks aimed at avoiding a U.S. default. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call the White House arranged as Biden heads back to Washington from the G7 summit. McCarthy described the conversation as productive. There's hope the relationship between the U.S. and China is beginning to thaw.
President Biden sees a future where the relationship between the U.S. and China will get a little warmer. At the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said the U.S. is working to make a stronger relationship with China less risky.
That means taking steps to diversify our supply chains so we're not dependent on any one country for necessary products.
I'm John Schaefer.
A new Pink Panther movie may soon be coming to a theater near you. Variety reports Eddie Murphy's in negotiations to star as Inspector Clouseau. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Make it shake. Hey, why is my clear coat coming off my car? Looks like my car's got a suntan, got a sunburn, and the clear coat's peeling off. Remember those days? Oh, yes, those Chevy Cavaliers, the Ford Tauruses. That clear coat was coming off. Boy, have times changed with paint on automobiles, huh? Aren't we glad I am? Let's give them a hand, paint suppliers. I've painted a few cars in my day, and it's not an easy job. So I salute, my right hand up, salute all you auto body folks out there. Thank you for making our roads look pretty. Well, it happened. It is happening. Wienermobile, no more. What? Yeah, the Wienermobile. Why is Oscar Mayer changing the name of the iconic car? Well, who doesn't love the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? Come on, raise your hand. Oh, I know, all of you like it. It's one of the most recognizable vehicles that were custom built back in the day. To do what? Brand advertising. Yeah, the Wienermobile. Well, it's about ready to play some catch-up on the times. Rebranding itself under a new name. See what I did there? It's going to be called the Frankmobile. Yeah. I don't know. The Frankmobile, yep, the new Frankmobile will be still remain the same Wienermobile that you all know what it looks like, but it's going to be called the Frankmobile. Yep, thanks, Oscar Mayer. I don't know about that. Okay, so head over to our Instagram account. There, our page and address is Auto World Media, or go to Facebook page, Mark Evans, and you'll see a picture there of the fleet. Yes, this may also... The name might extend into the rest of the Wiener fleet. which could soon be rebranded as the Frank Fleet. Oh, yeah. So, which includes the Frank Fleet, includes the Wiener Mini, the Wiener Rover, the Wiener Cycle, and even a Wiener Drone. So, there you have it. I want to shout out to the Oscar Mayer folks. I don't know about that. We're so used to my life. It was called the Wienermobile. Wiener Drone? Okay, I didn't know you even had one. John gets this on my Facebook page. John, thanks. He says, I worked with a former hot dogger once. They had amazing road stories. She also used the vehicle at their wedding. John, thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. It goes by. I actually had a chance to get in the Wienermobile and drive it once, and it was a hot dog of a good time. Look forward to your emails every week, during the week, too. Again, if you need help with your automobile, your car, truck, your rototiller as this is a season, holler at me. I mean, literally. And how to do that is through my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And no cost, folks. I just want to shout out to you that consulting with your automotive repair shop or your lawnmower shop or your boat marine shop, I've been there, done that. And yeah, and I can help. But remember one thing, as one of our emails, last email, last hour said, I preached this, that ask them to take a photo of the affected area and have them send that to you on your, they have a, everyone, every technician has a cell phone. Get the phone out, take a picture of it, send it to you, and so you can see the affected area, so you understand the mechanic jargon, you know, because the other day I was with someone, and they popped the hood, and I was had another someone next to me, and I said, hey, look at there, they bent down and looked at that gentleman's engine. I said, hey, look at that swinger valve there. Sure looks pretty. Well, the gentleman that owned the car knew that I was talking some mechanic jargon that wasn't true. And the other gentleman thought, well, yeah, where's it at? And I said, right there. And then we did tell him that we did make that up. Okay, talk about you're the star of the show. Oh! Time to go into the email bag. But before we go into the email bag, you're the star of the show. Have you ever heard of the star car? Thank you, Eddie, the engine, for emailing me the Ugo Horn over there. We're going to go into the email bag here in a bit. Star cars, yes, back in 1922 and 1923. It's called the Star cars. Low-cost transportation. Low-cost four-cylinder engines in them. Four-cylinder Continental engine in it. That Continental engine went all the way up to the Star cars of 1925. And it actually had, they had a wagon. They had only 30-inch tires on that 1922 Star cars. And you didn't even have to be a star to ride in a star car. If you have a star car, I'd love to see pictures of it. Love to see if we still have those around from way back when. We're going to go live, actually, not into the email bag, but thank you for hollering. You know, with the, whenever the Ugo Horn goes off, we're doing email, period. It doesn't matter if it's live. Coming in right now, this was a 911 help, and we're going to do it. And this is from Becky. 911 help, Mark. My car is wobbling. Driving a Toyota Camry that has been a fantastic automobile, drives smooth, runs smooth until the other day when she started wobbling. Mark, it feels like the wheels are loose. Lug nuts need to be tightened? Question mark. I drove to the tire store and they checked lug nuts and tires, told me nothing was wrong. Tires look good and all the lug nuts are tight. So Mark, what could be causing my wheel wobble? Enjoy your program. Thanks for your help. Becky. Listening in Forks, Washington. Awesome. Becky, appreciate it. We're going to fix your wobble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall. Okay. Becky, let's do a shout-out first off to our great Auto World affiliate there in Forks, Washington, and that is KBDB 96.7 FM, Lapouche, Nibe, Forks, Washington, taking Auto World. Oh, there's our shout-out horn. Shout-out to KBDB 96.7 FM, Twilight 96.7, taking Auto World 3 hours. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks, Becky, for tuning in. Wobbling. Okay, so you've had it at the tire shop. Thank you for telling me that. That means a lot. They check lug nuts, that's tight, absolutely. Now, if lug nuts are loose, you will get a wobble and you probably get a lot of noise, too. And it's kind of rare that lug nuts would be loose, Becky. But here's what's going on. I'm ASC certified in actually the tire area, too. And that means what? I've had to get, I had to learn about tires. One thing about a tire, here's what I want you to do, Becky, and yes, it takes time to do. So sometimes the tire shops are so busy putting new tires on, fixing flats, and all that, they don't take the time to spin a wheel, every wheel, tire needs to be, you need to spin it around by hand, Becky, and I want you to look at the tread. The tread has to go straight, parallel with each other. So you have all these, you know, male, female, male, female, male, female within your tire. And I want you to spin that wheel and that tire around to make sure that there is no zow. Is that zing zow in the tread? That means I want everything to run parallel in the tire. You're going to find more than likely, since it's wobbling, the tire that's bad is going to be in the back, because the back is a fixed product, a rear end. Your Toyota Camry, it's got A-arms, it's fixed. Those tires do not turn. They're fixed. They go straight. The front tires, they can turn. And so is the wobble in the whole entire the car body, or is it just in the steering wheel? If the steering wheel is the only thing that's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, left or right, then we have a bad tire in the front of the car, which means you've got a zow. The steel belts with inside that the radial tire is coming apart, causing the tire to wobble. So if you look at the tread, get it up in the air, or if you don't have a lift, of course, you might not have a lift there in Forks, Washington, get a friend to follow you and go real slow. Hit a parking lot mall or a parking lot that you can go real slow, or the road around the parking lot. Go real slow. Have your friend follow you and maybe get next to you if she or he can, and see if they can see the tire going wobble, 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 wobble. And you probably have a bad tire. Appreciate it, Becky. Let's get that thing fixed. Replace the tire. Appreciate you tuning in, emailing us. Send us an address back at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll get you a great little gift basket out. Detail bag from our sponsors. Thanks, Becky. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Folks, we'll be right back. One press of that ECO button. Woohoo! One press!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
A little bit of nitrous 102 in the fuel tank, and there, oh, I've got higher octane. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. So what happened? One of the things that happened this month, back in 1986, it was May 1986, Jeep Wrangler goes on sale. Its official introduction at the Chicago Auto Show in February, the Jeep Wrangler went on sale on this month in 1986 as a 1987 model. The new model, also known as the YJ, came after the discontinuation of the American Motors Corporation's Jeep CJ series. The new Jeep strongly reassembled its predecessor. The AMC vice president of the product engineering explained several key differences at the time of its introduction. Among the changes were improved ride comfort, a slightly wider track, and the use of anti-roll bars. Well, by the end of 1987, Chrysler purchased AMC, for the Jeep brand. Winner, winner. The Wrangler continued to roll off the production line virtually unchanged until 1997 model year when the TJ was introduced. The primary alternations, the changes that they made included round headlights, got rid of the square ones, and the use of coil springs instead of leaf springs. In 2007, Jeep introduced the Jeep Wrangler JK. It was no joke. For the first time in 20 years, the Wrangler received a complete changeover. Did it all. But it looked like a Jeep from you know what. Oh yeah, that grill up in front. But for the first time, drivers could have powered door locks and power windows in their Wrangler. Also new was the introduction of the four-door Wrangler by 2017. More than 75% of the Wranglers were the four-door. And look at that today. You all really do like the Jeep Wrangler four-doors. In fact, that's one of the makes and models of the aftermarket. The aftermarket, you buy more aftermarket parts for the Jeep Wranglers than anything else on the market today. And boy, do we spend money doing it. Millions. Talk about millions. Now, do you have this button, the ECO button on your ride? What is it? Yeah, it's ECO or ECON, Econo button. One press. What's it going to do if you press it? Well, there's been a study out, EcoMode's study showing how drivers of different kinds of vehicles can contribute toward carbon reduction. Well, as you know, the cost of fuel, we were just talking about electric cars with David in San Francisco, and electric versus liquid and diesel fuel, gasoline. To say if we go around the house, do you recycle? Do you turn off the lights when you're not using them when you leave the room? Well, a world of more than 8 billion of us. It turns out even making the smallest changes can make a really positive collective impact. Case in point, driving a car that has the ECO, eco, or the EV mode in gas and hybrid vehicles do make a difference. In fact, the engineers and data scientists from Data Services Company, Toyota, they connected with North America to set up to see how much one push of a button could reduce drivers' carbon emissions. And this is this happened back in April. Recorded data in real time from more than 2,000 participating corporate-owned Toyota and Lexus vehicles, recording more than 483,000 miles in ECO or EV mode throughout the week. 1 week. The data scientists compared data from driving in ECO mode and a baseline of driving, daily driving taken before the campaign to measure improvements, before the button was pushed and after the button was pushed. Now, it sifted through more than 2.5 million miles from participating and non-participating vehicles, and here's what they found. The equivalent of 748 trees, carbon for 10 years pretty much, saved. Oh, this is a huge number. 45,235,623 g's of CO2 reduction of greenhouse gases compared to the baseline. And here's the big word. Gallons of gasoline saved? 5,091 gallons of gasoline saved by pushing that button, ECO button. That comes to approximately, in today's world, $18,304 of fuel cost savings based on the national average price. So the ECO mode, that little button, makes a difference. Big carbon footprint. Do you have that button? Do you use that button? That button is a management type of button, electronic type of button, that your computer readjusts the timing and fuel burn. Some of you might be saying, well, whenever I push that, yeah, we might be saving fuel, but I'm lacking power. Well, some of those automobiles actually have a power button also. So if you push the power button, well, goodbye to the gas. It's going to burn more fuel. You're going to have more exhaust coming out of the... You're going to have a bigger carbon print coming out of the back of it. But if you do push it, you're going to... Well, I could handle 5,091 gallons of gasoline saved. They did this in a week. Wowza. Toyota and Lexus. Do you have that? If you have that button, you have one of those buttons. I'd like to have our own little survey and find out if you are pushing the button and start pushing it and see if we can maybe keep that fuel in your tank a little longer too. Because we're all used to that price of fuel today, aren't we? Or are we? The cost of it is going up. My life has been going up every year of my life. Gasoline, diesel. I appreciate your comments coming in through email. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, 855-660-4261 is the phone number since 1992. Always been there for you. Got a little trivia for you, talking about back in the day of fuel and all. Well, in 1918, Ford built 642,750 Model Ts. Single-handedly accounted for 50% of the world's entire car production for that year. Wow. And, of course, they all had a fuel tank, didn't they? Yes, they did. Coming up on the third hour, a little tease here for you. We have another recall for you. Now, this one is huge, meaning that this company is telling you to park it outside. But this time, the problem's in the rear. So stay tuned for that. And we have coming up the International Volkswagen Bus Day. Stay tuned for that. And I also have for you what happened again in this month in automotive history. We have the Word with Mark at the very end of the program. And even more, we're going to get more into the email bag on the third hour, because Eddie, the engine emailer here to the left of me, is in the house along with Bobby Besser, PR director. He is saying we got to get more emails done. Do we have time for one more? We can. We can do it. Let's do it. And Becky there in Forks, Washington, she's going to make sure that she gets good tires on her car too, she said, coming back through the email. And I appreciate that, Becky, for letting me do it. Doing a follow-up. You've got a wobble in your car and you got a wobbly tire. I guarantee a tire's coming apart on you. And I was saying that you can have your friend just follow you and look at the tires and see if they do wobble back and forth. And this is a good reminder for all of you folks, too. Four-wheel alignment. Do a four-wheel alignment, please. Four-wheel alignment. No, just a front-wheel alignment. Do a four-wheel alignment. And, again, make sure that the tire shop convinces you of that sentence that they're trying to sell you. Do you need the tire? Why do I need the tire? And just like when the tire shops say you need front brakes, if they're down to metal or down to the little metal tab on the disc brake pad causing it to squeal, you need brakes. Remember, the thickness of your brake pad gets real thin, and then they heat up and you end up with no brakes. Not good. Look at that. The garage door is almost down for this hour. Appreciate you being here this hour with me. Remember two things. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.